This is Cook County Middle School News.
Yeah! All right. The chapter we're reading today is called Because Geometry is Not a Country, Somewhere Near France. Okay, I was 14 and it was my first day of high school. I was happy about that. And I was most especially excited about my first geometry class. Yep, I have to admit that isosceles triangles make me feel hormonal. Most guys, no matter what age, get excited about curves and circles, but not me. Don't get me wrong, I like girls and their curves, and I really like women and their curvier curves. But the thing is, no matter how much time I spend with the curves of imaginary women, I am much more in love with the right angles of buildings.
Hi, I'm Sarah Malkovich. I'm a new teacher at Cook County Middle School, and this year I'm teaching two exploratory classes for the 7th and 8th grade, health class, a reading class, and 7th grade life science. The students in 7th, 8th grade have an exploratory wheel, so each quarter they get to take a new class for a very short period of time that helps them to get a sense of what classes they might want to take as electives in high school and what interests they might want to pursue or develop, you know, as their education careers continue. So far, the school year has just flown by. I can't believe that the first quarter is already over. Each of my classes has just covered so much material. We've evolved as communities, and I think that I'm having a great time so far. And I didn't anticipate how much fun the individual classes could be and how much character each unique class has. We wanted to create a class that was focused on communications, was helping students to develop those skills that really would make them successful in middle school, the ability to sort of consider their own actions when and how they affect others when they're deciding how they're going to behave in class and in the real world. And so we knew that we wanted a class with that focus, and it was kind of up to me a little bit to decide the particular direction I wanted the class to go. And I, in my previous teaching experience, had had the opportunity to teach a This I Believe essay with 10th graders, actually, and I found it to be so powerful. I think that writing can be social action, writing can be a way to heal, writing can be a way to express what you truly believe about the world. And it takes a lot of courage to sort of commit and select a topic that can be close to the heart, and a lot of my students did that, and some students chose to write about topics that were perhaps a little bit less personal. But I think all of the students really did buy into the class, and they were willing to put some effort into the essay and to think about what is it that they really believe and what's really important in their lives. When I first introduced the project that we were going to do, this big project of writing the essay, I think that a lot of students felt like, why should I share what I believe with you? Why should I share that with my classmates? Why should I put myself out there in that way? And I think there was a fair amount of resistance to the idea of doing that. And at the end of the class, almost everyone in my 7th grade class was willing to share their essay with each other. And 4 students volunteered to share it with the community at large. I was so impressed with their willingness to share what they've created. And I do think that each of their essays comes from their heart, and it's their own words, it's their own writing about something that's important in their life. I have so enjoyed having this chance to teach a small class like this, and I do want to thank my students for really giving the class a chance, because I think there was some skepticism at the beginning, and I think they were perhaps expecting a wood shop, or actually this class replaced it, the home economics class, and so I think they were expecting something practical, something hands-on, something engaging in that way, and instead they were being asked to talk with each other and write and do things that they were perhaps already doing in a language arts class. And so I felt like the students really were fair about giving the class a chance and trying out the activities, and I hope that they can look back on the class with the same satisfaction that I do, because I am proud of all of them, of the work that they were willing to do, and of the really courage that they showed in talking with their classmates.
Thank you for listening to Cook County Middle School News.